Hello.
Hi, Colin?
Yep.
Hey, Colin, it's Sean with Local Splash.
Yep.
Hi, one of my customer service representatives, Lily, asked me to reach out to you. She said you had some questions regarding your service with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering about a refund for this month.
A refund?
Yeah.
Like a cancellation and refund?
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on. Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to issue a refund because they've already built your website and conducted client interview and started your verification, Facebook ads. There's too much that's been done on the account in order for us to reverse the initial invoice on it. Also, the subscription terms that you sign state that the first month's payment is non-refundable just to protect us from investing into Facebook ads, building a website, doing all those things, and then having you back out of it. And then we actually lose money at that point.
Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. So they want to issue a refund. You're only 2 weeks into your account, and it looks like it's actually trending well. I think it says the only thing that's pending was a video verification.
Yeah, and I wasn't able to do that because something was happening with my Google account. So they were supposed to reach out to me one today to do a different kind of verification. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Usually they'll three-way call. Lily scheduled that.
I don't remember her name.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like Lily actually. There was 10:30 on January 5th. Okay, so it looks like she called about that. Wait, so you said it's scheduled for one?
Yeah.
Let me see here real quick. This isn't matching up. Oh yeah, the time difference. Got it. Yeah, so it's scheduled for 1:30.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the calendar for 10:30 our time today. We're in California, so there's a 3-hour time difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so and then client call, Google service unavailable for Google Workspace. Okay. Yeah, so we'll continue the processes on the account. In your subscription terms, it does state that it's a month-to-month campaign. So, I mean, obviously, if you feel come January 21st that you don't want to continue the service, let us know by January 20th, and then we could always stop it. We won't rebill you or continue to move forward, but it's in our best interest. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
But I'm letting you know right now, don't bill me January.
Your next month's billing? Well, if I do that, then it's technically a cancellation. Like, they'll stop the verification and everything with Google. You should at least complete your verification, Colin, at the very least. I mean, and then the website and everything that's into it. I don't understand why you'd want to discontinue.
It was brought to my attention that you guys are copy-pasting on my website. Like, if I find any other websites like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could just copy and paste a phrase from my website, and I see, like, 5 exactly like it, just different names.
Mm.
And I've asked numerous times to focus on snow removal for right now instead of pressure washing, and I felt ignored.
This is the first time I've talked to you since we signed up, actually, from the customer service. But I am putting in revisions here. So you want to focus on snow removal more than power washing
for right now. Yes.
And then what would you change about your site?
Not make it copy pasted.
So what happens with like the my sites, they're supposed to be custom website designs. So we're actually supposed to get revisions from you. They start out with a generic template and then they send that to you. And then we're supposed to get feedback from you on, hey, I want to change this. I want to do this to customize it. It's kind of like a rough draft or a starting point. And that everybody that we sign up for a my site does get that as like a starting point rather than get on the phone with you, go, hey, we don't know where to start. Let's have you tell us and walk us through each individual aspect of building this site. You know what I mean? It just takes forever. So they have like this generic template that they'll put out, and then they'll send that to you. And then any changes that you want to make to that site, it's a part of your service and the hosting. So obviously we expect you to tell us, hey, I want to change this, or I'd rather have this than that, so we could further customize the campaign or the, excuse me, the website for you. So I'm putting in a revisions request now. It wants to focus on snow removal more than power washing for right now. And then obviously once. Wait, I'm sorry?
And then I said come spring, it'll change back to pressure washing.
Okay. So right now, come spring, we'll change back. Okay. But I think they've already ran through verification for both services. So that's easy. That's just a keyword switch. And then once more customized content for my site. So they'll call you, revisions will call you for your site, and they'll ask you more specifically about the content. They have like a questionnaire. So they'll ask you a question like company slogan, or what would you prefer to have here rather than the generic content. And then they'll actually like type it up, proofread it, and then have it published and send it back to you for, to review. Any changes you want to make, it, you know, even if you're making them like one every day, it's a part of the service. So it's a part of our hosting. Yeah, so don't hesitate to contact customer service if you're having a discrepancy like that or you want something changed. The whole point of our service is to make it so that, you know, you can do those things on the fly. You're out there as a business owner. You should be running through jobs or running around. You should be able to just place a phone call, hey, change this, and then, you know, allow 24 hours and be able to see those changes.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm putting in those revisions requests now. The account is set up still to bill on the 21st, okay? Because if I put in the request, it will cancel it, and they'll just stop working on it. They won't do your verification. So like I said, continue to move forward. Mark it down on your calendar. It's also in your service agreement if you do want to discontinue. Obviously, between now and then, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that everything's looking how you want it to look and that we're getting some clients coming in for you.
Sure, okay. Yeah,
okay, so we're going to continue to work on it as everything's normal. I didn't hear you say that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, do you know who Town Square Media is?
Yes, I do know Town Square, actually.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any nitpicks about them?
I don't want to, like, bash another company, but...
They were bad for you guys.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Well, that tells you a lot about them. So, so there's a nitpick. No, I mean, they're just, it's an SEO. So like all the Google partners, like we work within the same network. Like if you go to google.com/partners and then you look up Local Splash and then you could look up Town Square, we're a premier partner. So we're like right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. I think they're in, like, the East Coast or something like that, or maybe they're in California. I don't know. I just know, like, they're an SEO marketing company. So they do, like, search engine optimization. That's what we started out doing in 2004, and then we became a premier Google partner in 2017. So for the last 7 years, we've been operating as